Back now with Day to Day, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson is in Beijing today to begin 4 days of talks, and boy, is there a lot to talk about. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us. Steve, how about the issues coming up? They're tough.
Very tough, Alex, and I'll tell you, there's a whole political science seminar wrapped up in why they're so hard to resolve. The central issue is the value of China's currency, the yuan. It is generally thought to be undervalued compared to other world currencies. That makes Chinese exports cheap abroad, and low prices make those exports more attractive to Americans who are running up gigantic trade deficits buying all these goods.
Well, it is exports for them and cheap stuff for us, so it's attractive.
Not all bad, but, you know, what's wrong from this side of the ocean is that those trade deficits are so big, many folks think they're bordering on dangerous. You know, we have to borrow lots of money from abroad to finance the deficits. That weakens America's global position. And it could lead to global economic turmoil if the folks who are lending us all this money suddenly decide that we've borrowed enough.
All right. Goals for Secretary Paulson in China.
Well, here's where the politics really get daunting on both sides, Alex. Paulson is fighting congressional critics from both parties here. They have sponsored a bill to slap a big tax on Chinese imports, and they make no secret of the fact that this is meant to get the Chinese to adjust their currency's value. Paulson doesn't like the bill. He says it's a move toward protectionism, but he still wants the Chinese to take the currency issue very seriously. Nicholas Lardy at the Institute for International Economics says Paulson will have a tough time convincing the Chinese that the yuan needs to appreciate, which is increase in value, and soon.
I think it's a tough sell because I think at the very top of the political system in China today, you have people who are saying, well, if it's not broke, let's not fix it. They're risk averse, and I think their attitude is, why should we take the chance on an appreciation when the current settings seem to be working pretty well?
Steve, let me just read you. This is from the Reuters Wire today on Chinese currency. China's yuan hit a post-revaluation high versus the dollar today in response to record midpoint, but came off that because traders were uncertain of the central bank's intentions, that is, the Chinese central bank's intentions. People just don't know what's going on, but it looks like the yuan indeed is gaining value.
Well, you know, the Chinese say that they want to adjust the yuan's value, but the big question is timing. You know, Secretary Paulson wants to convince them that it's in their interest to get their economy more consumer-driven and less export-driven. And the timing of this thing, Paulson's afraid that if the adjustment doesn't come quickly, that protectionism is going to rear its head here and elsewhere. And it has to be said, there's a lot of worry about this situation internationally. You know, just today, Alex, Germany's finance minister said that the U.S. needs to save more and that Asian currency values need to adjust more quickly. And if that doesn't happen, he said, we could have a disorderly unwinding of these imbalances. By the way, Alex, later today on Marketplace, we'll shift from Chinese-American debates to a big debate in Norway where a new law requires boards of public companies to be 40% female.
Thanks, Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.